How good is your child's eyesight? There's a question for you. When was the last time you had your child's eyes actually checked? The spotlight is very much going on the health of the eye today. It's National Children's Eye Health Week, and it's such an important topic. Ekinder Kaka is a optician. Ekinder, good morning.
Hello there.
I'm just looking here at the stats that I have here in front of me. It's amazing the number of parents who don't think it's important to have their child's eyes tested.
I don't know if it's the lack of importance in their mind. I think it's a lack of awareness on our part. So I don't think it's anyone's fault. But you're right. I think only one in three children have ever had an eye examination under the age of 18 and in an optician, which is quite low. I think the two main misconceptions that parents feel is that they feel as though there's nothing wrong with their child's eyes, which is 44%, which is quite high, and also that they feel as though their children are too young. But at Specsavers, we feel as though the first eye examination should take place between the ages of 3 and 4 or earlier if any problems are noted.
What sort of problems can you detect?
So many things. So minor eye conditions such as short-sightedness or myopia or amblyopia, which is lazy eye, they can be corrected before the age of 8. So in children, you have a very small window of opportunity, and that's before the age of 8. And if we if the condition is left undetected, that can cause permanent problems.
Do they still do eye tests at school, or is that a thing of the past?
No, it's very much a thing of the present, and it's we're running a campaign where schools can actually sign up to a school screening program, which is free, which is a free resource to teachers. So if there are any teachers listening, you can go to schoolscreener.com, and you can actually request a free pack that comes in the post. It's got really cool glasses on there in the pack, and it's an online visual testing tool, which is very, very good. And if the teacher notices any problems in the child's vision, they can send it to him or her to the local optician.
Yeah, you know, some people would say these are the opticians drumming up trade, but
yep.
the reality is we're talking about one of the most important things that we're blessed with, and
absolutely,
it's our sight.
Exactly right. Well, one is that we can pick up minor eye conditions, like I mentioned before, but more importantly, we can pick up signs of wider health conditions. In older people, we can pick up things like diabetes and stroke, but in younger people, unfortunately, there is a we can pick up sinister, well, fortunately or unfortunately, we can pick up sinister conditions such as brain tumours, which is, brain tumours are picked up initially at the optician.
How do you deal with that if you find someone who's got a particular symbol or whatever registering on the computer? How do you deal with them when you realise there's a difficulty?
It's very. Are you talking about in terms of testing a child's eyes?
Well, in testing anyone, if you
yep.
see something untoward,
right.
How do you break the news to
yeah,
them?
What's
the procedure?
Difficult. It's very difficult, and it's a skill that we get taught at university, and of course with experience we learn to sort of break news gently, but also acts as a support network as well. So it can be difficult. However, we have many different techniques and ways of managing these things, sometimes in practice, but of course we have very close links to the local eye departments in hospitals. So of course if we do notice things like brain tumours, then we may refer directly to a neurosurgeon or an ophthalmologist at the local eye hospital. So the links are very close.
It's just a reminder of how important it is to have your eyes tested, and especially the spotlight at the minute, as I say, being aimed towards children and
yeah.
some parents ignoring the importance of it.
Yeah.
But have a word with your local optician, have a word with your GP and all of that. Arinder, good speaking to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much.
It's Arinder Kaka, who's from Specsavers, but you can choose whichever optician you wish. Kira has a point to make. Kira, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Kira.
I heard you sort of earlier on saying, you know, to phone in about children's eye health, and I'm phoning in as a parent, and I suppose it's with advice for every parent and guardian out there not to wait on a school or to wait on the school nurse to come and have a look at your child's eyes, but to actually actively go and take your child to an optician to get their eyes tested. My daughter was fine in school. She attended a school in Uri, and at the age of 9, we were noticing that she maybe lacked attention and was quite easy to distract within class. We took her to see a local optician, a gent called Michael Giltonen, who has a diploma in school vision and who is part of Lee Opticians in Warren Point. And very quickly, she was diagnosed that she had long sight, which means that she can't see up close, for example, reading, but she also had accommodation problems with her eyes. So, for example, when she would look up at the board and then back at a book, she wouldn't be able to refocus again very quickly. That led to her being inattentive in class. While she wasn't massively underachieving, there were elements of, you know, underachieving within her school record. And parents traditionally will go and look about extra tuition or something like that when a simple eye test will put things right. Now, my daughter ended up with coloured glasses because she was also getting pattern glare, but she also was given some small exercises, no cost and low cost, in which to increase the muscle tone within her eyes so that she could refocus whenever she looked away. I suppose as well for people in Northern Ireland, there is a high prevalence of long-sightedness in Northern Ireland. That means people can see quite well in the distance, but for close-up work, for book work, there is more of a prevalence of that within Northern Ireland. That tends to go undiagnosed for a long, long time because as a child grows, that is their normal. If they're seeing a blurred book, that is their normal. It is different when they're looking up and all their friends can see the board and they're going, well, actually, I can't see what you're seeing. There's a conversation there, and that's where you will get short-sightedness picked up. But that long-sightedness is more difficult to pick up. An optician can see that from a very young age because they're able to, you know, focus on the back of the eye and do those things. So it doesn't necessarily require the child to be overly verbal in terms of what they can see, for example, alphabets and things like that. So I would, from, you know, from a parent's point of view, appeal to everybody out there, make an appointment. It is free for your child to have a sight test, but don't wait on someone else to do it. You do it. My daughter, as a result of this, she is in grammar school now. She's a fifth year, but she will never develop the love of reading that I have. She would have found reading a struggle. It would have made her feel uncomfortable, dizzy. She would have complained about being, you know, not feeling well. And that was all to do, tracked straight back to problems with her sight. My advice is don't wait, just go and make that appointment.
Okay, Ciara, that's good commentary. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. It was a good thing to do, to go to Ciara mentioned Lee's Opticians. It was actually, that is the optician that was closest to me when I was a child, and they used to have a slogan. That wasn't their slogan. No, they didn't have that slogan. I had a slogan that said, if you can't see me, see Lee.